I was not ready for that. Welcome to another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. I'm Kristen McCary, and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corcoran, broker for Corcoran Connect, a real estate company.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
That's much better. We're going to leave in the part where she scared the living pants off of me. But anyway, happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode. It is time for the November events.
Oh, I can't believe it. Can't believe it.
Getting ready for the holiday season.
So on November 2nd, at 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Hopkins Park, we have Thrive Thursday, and all about that healthy cooking demo for the perfect exercise routine. Attend the best path to a healthier and happier you. Sponsored by Help Against Hunger East Osceola.
That's awesome. And we actually skipped one on November 1st.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that one.
There was an updated list.
Oh, I must have the wrong one. Yeah, you do November 1st then.
I'll fill in any holes we might have.
Any other thing you added to
it? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. It's a surprise for everybody. All right. So on November 1st, so that's Wednesday this week, they're actually rescheduled the Harmony Homecoming Parade. So it's going to be the Harmony High School Spirit Parade instead.
I see it.
On November 1st. And so that's going to start at 5 p.m. It starts in front of the Harmony Community School. It turns right down Catbriar, left on Five Oaks, and it ends at the town square. So that's always a fun time.
Very good. And on November 4th, that's a Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have the Harmony Community Yard Sale. That's a big event for everyone in St. Cloud and Harmony.
Mm-hmm. Come on out and check out everybody's stuff that they're trying to get rid of. Usually some really good stuff too. All right. And then also on November 4th, we have Community Appreciation Day from Osceola County Animal Services. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 3910 Old Canoe Creek Road, St. Cloud. And it's a free outdoor event for the community. Activities include animal rescue groups, training demonstrations, food and music, face painting, free popcorn, and prize drawings. And if you were wanting to adopt a pet, but your significant other won't let you, this is a great way to get them trapped into doing it.
Is that a hint for Q?
No, we can't do any more pets.
So have you gone to Pop's Waffle and Ice Cream Shop?
I am actually really sad to say that I haven't.
I haven't. I went past it the other day, but I can't eat ice cream, but I really would like to try it.
I know. Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
But I love ice cream. And I do too. And I haven't gone yet. And it's right up my alley because I think it's like hard scooped ice cream which is like my favorite. You didn't know that there was...
It's a nice shop. So on November 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they're on 11th Street, so you can go down New York and make a right. They have their first year anniversary. It's from 12 to 2. They have free popcorn, 2 to 4. They have balloon twisting, 4 to 6. They have face painting, and 6 to 8, they have a treat box. So check them out.
Yep. Hey, maybe we'll just go and you can have one day.
Yeah. I should go today, but I don't have anything on me.
All right. And then also on November 4th is a busy day. We have Great Outdoors Day. So explore and learn about the great outdoors at this family-friendly free event. Explore education booths, vendors, and demonstrations. It is at the Lakefront Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 1402 Lakeshore Boulevard. That's in St. Cloud. You can donate canned goods for entry to win the ultimate Great Outdoors gift basket.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And then there's a community clothing swap on the same day, November 4th, from 11 to 4 at the Blue Lotus Yoga and Wellness, which is 925 Pennsylvania Avenue. Donate your unwanted clothes and exchange it for something new and exciting. Detailed photos are in the discussion section of the event. You can check it out on Facebook.
That's awesome. And then also on November 4th, man, that is, you get the pick of events on November 4th. It's a busy weekend.
This is a good one. I'm going to this one.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one too. Harmony High School's Athletic Booster Club Casino Night. So join us for an evening of gaming, fabulous food from Fire Speakeasy and Steakhouse and 10th Street Produce and Deli. Two amazing restaurants. Have some drinks and great company. Try your luck at the poker table, roll the dice at the craps table, play a hand of blackjack, or spin the wheel at the roulette table. There's a 50-50 raffle, a silent auction, raffle prizes, and more. And that's on November 4th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the VFW Hall at 915 New York Ave in St. Cloud, Florida. Two of a kind is $80 for a two-person entry, three drink tickets, 20 event game tickets and refreshments, and then ace high is $50, one-person entry, one drink ticket, 10 event game tickets and refreshments. So definitely go out and support that. That's great. They do a lot of great things for the ice goals.
I was talking to Amber and George White, and they said that they have a different company doing the casino night. So they said they expect it to be much better, but I always thought it was good how it was.
But. Right. So that'll be interesting to see, but a great event out that night.
Okay, so then on November 5th from 10 to 2 p.m., so that must be, would that be a Sunday? Master Academy St. Cloud presents the annual fall market, great for child entrepreneurs, yard sales, and small business owners. Vendor spaces are limited, so reserve your spot. Reservation fee is $50. You can go ahead and go online to masterstcloud.com or call 407-325-0762.
That's awesome. And then on November 10th, we have...
Is that Christmas?
It is something Christmassy, isn't it? Merry Navidad. Santa's making his very first stop this year in downtown St. Cloud. It's an evening celebration, celebrating Latin and Hispanic Christmas traditions. I swear I can read, just not this morning. So Santa will be available to take your free photo with Infinite Designs Workshop on 11th Street. Enjoy milk and fresh baked cookies with Santa provided by Savvy Sweets, and additional photo merchandise will be available for purchase. This is again on November 10th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in downtown St. Cloud.
Wow. And if you're a veteran, check out on November 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Veterans Park, which is located 1201 on 13th Street, which is 192. Parks and Recreation is putting it on. The cost is free. It doesn't say much. It's just a thank you for your service. Yeah. But it's all about the veterans, of course. So you can call 407-957-7243 or Parks and Recreation at stcloudfl.gov. That's STCLOUD.
Awesome. And then on November 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is Harmony's Fall Festival Market.
That should be a good one.
That's a good one. This last one was really good for Halloween that we just had this past weekend. It was really busy out there. So it was fun, a lot of fun to
go see.
A lot more vendors, a lot of different food. We had this food truck. We had steak and cheese from this elite something or other.
I heard it was good.
Oh my, it was so good. It was so good. So anyway, definitely go check out that event. There's going to be a DJ and games, a corn maze, a photo spot, pumpkin patch, face painting, food trucks, balloon artists, chili cook-off, and a market, of course. So definitely come and check that out November 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Harmony Town Square.
And then we have on November 15th from 12:30 to 2:30 at the St. Cloud Community Center, which is located on 17th Street. We have an adult movie matinee, 18 years or older. The movie feature being shown is The Heartbreak Kid, starring Ben Stiller and Michelle Monaghan, rated R. A newlywed man who believes he's just gotten hitched to the perfect woman encounters another lady on his honeymoon. So check that out. The cost is free.
That's awesome. And then, of course, November 15th, there's actually going to be the St. Cloud Monthly Market. So the downtown monthly market for fall will be on November 15th. I think that's because the week that it would normally fall on would probably be Thanksgiving. I'm guessing it's a week earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's usually the last Wednesday of every month, right?
Right, yeah. So I'm guessing that. I haven't looked at a calendar, but that's probably why. So go check out the St. Cloud Downtown Monthly Market. Those are always fun, and that's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on November 19th.
So this one looks fun. On November 17th from 11 to 1 at Hopkins Park, it's $10 per participant. It's the Turkey Trot, homeschool edition for ages 5 to 14. Join us for relays, games, food, and fun. So reach out to the Parks and Recreation at 407-957-7243.
That's awesome. And then we have a fall day camp on November 20th through the 22nd. So that's for Thanksgiving break week. There's a fall day camp at the St. Cloud Civic Center for children ages 5 to 12 years old. It's $40 per child per day for non-residents or $30 per child per day for city residents. And they're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Cloud Civic Center. So for more information, you can give them a call at 407-957-7243.
Now, are they off the whole week?
I thought they were. I think they are.
Oh, interesting.
The whole week. Okay. I haven't seen anything about makeup days for like storms or anything, but they're usually off the full week.
Interesting.
I know. Must be nice.
Okay. Yeah. On November 25th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's a long day on New York Avenue, Small Business Saturday. Stroll along the historic streets of downtown St. Cloud for Small Business Saturday and skip the headache of the malls and Black Friday and stressing over the Cyber Monday. Monday deals bonus. You can find one-of-a-kind handmade gifts to quickly be known as the best gift givers in your family. So check that out on November 25th.
That's awesome. So that is it.
Oh, wow.
For the month of November. It's a lot. I'm so excited to put up all the Christmas stuff. That's so terrible because Halloween's usually my thing. Mm-hmm. But like, I think tomorrow, I think I'm just going to take all the Halloween stuff down and put all the Christmas stuff up.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people in our neighborhood that I don't, people like us and other people that normally decorate a lot haven't. I don't know why I'm not in the mood for Halloween this year.
I don't know. I don't know
what happened.
So for me, I was a little burnt out and I missed the prime opportunity. Like I really should have done it. Like there was like a point like mid to end of September when I could have like decorated and everything would have been great. But I missed that date because I was like, oh no, it's too soon. And then October came and then it was like a week and a half into, and I'm burnt out. And so I have my skeleton and my witch up and my two skeletons and all the chairs, but it's really quite pathetic of a display. Right. And I usually have a good one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a little sad, but.
I thought maybe because the weather was hot, maybe that's why people. Yeah. You don't feel like it's Halloween yet.
Yeah.
It's pretty warm.
It really was. So anyway, hopefully Christmas. My fireplace is done. So like,
that'd
I'm excited
nice.
To decorate that for Christmas. I think that's why I'm like really anxious to get going for that. So anyway, but lots of great stuff happening in November. And thanks so much for joining us for another episode. Don't forget, you can check us out on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can also find us online.
You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram.
Yep, all the good stuff. If you ever have any comments or questions, you want to send us an email, something to cover, you can email us at discoverstcloud@gmail.com or give us a call.
1-844-STCLOUD, that's STCLOUD.
Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you in the next episode.